What's up, Colgan? How's it going?
It's pretty good, man. What's up with you, Joe?
Doing all right. I'm doing all right. Yeah, man. Had a pretty actually this week is pretty been pretty chill. I didn't do a lot. I just yeah, man, been pretty chill on my end. I just edited a bunch. Yeah, I didn't have a lot going on. Outreach for the event. That's pretty much it. But what about you?
Actually got asked to do some video and photography for Boston Center for the Arts. They got this thing called Hella Black coming up, where they got a whole bunch of black artists doing some dope stuff in a pretty cool space called the Cyclorama.
Oh yeah. The Cyclorama is awesome. Yeah.
That space is
There.
ridiculous, man. So
Yeah.
today I'll be very much like you, editing video and photos. Like that's all I'll be doing today. Hopefully, I can go for a run and clear my brain a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah, there's a today there's an Iranian, it's Persian New Year. Iranian Persian New Year. So
That's
there's an
dope.
event by our house that we're gonna go to. But yeah, like you, I did a bunch of interviews that I'm gonna get out. So then, like next week, I can just continue to do more outreach for the session we're about to do. I'm pretty sure I invited you on the Google Doc, but I'll make sure to ping it again for just like the outline for the talk with Bianca, Dr. Bianca Bush. Excuse me. Let me do it again. But yeah, that's it. Really, just kind of getting ready for that. Put together a little run of show. Wasn't much to it. It's only an hour. So, let me see.
Well, thank you for that too, though,
Yeah. I'm out of here anyway. I
Finally
just
got
did
some sunshine. It's been kind of like crazy weather in Boston, so I'm thankful for that. And it's St. Patrick's Day, but I'm not really dealing with the tomfoolery around here, bro.
it's so overrated, man. And it's not even, I don't even. There are definitely Irish people, Irish Americans who celebrate it, but in Boston now, it's mostly like college kids and just like young professionals trying to get really, really drunk. And everything's over. It's over the top. It's over the top.
It's true.
I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all.
And like my brother says, if we're really gonna go like lineage, is it me 23 or whatever? I think there's like some Scottish in my bloodline, so I can't even fully participate. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not me at all.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. So yeah, I feel you on that, man. I'm not going anywhere. I just did it. I just pinged it again.
Just got it. I saw it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Sorry about that. I am
Nah, man. I'm amped to talk with Bianca. I'm always amped for this. It wasn't a week because I was doing the editing thing, but I am excited to show some things. And then I'll talk with the BCA. If they after the event, I'll show some photos up here and I'll start sharing some photos, if you don't mind, just to inspire some folks. Maybe get some feedback. That could be something we do. It's up to you.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And once I got two videos done. Excuse me, but once I get more out, I'm just gonna be sharing clips and stuff like that, just drumming up stuff with us. What I like is this moonlighting and mental health will be just a good idea. Like you said, like we said a long time ago, man. We don't show our faces enough. I think this is a good excuse to do it because it's also something like I'm like you. I hate just making ridiculous promos just to, but this is a great way for us to say who we are. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to be able to talk about some of the work we've done, to just introduce myself to people who don't know me. And the talk itself, like there's a whole bunch of, I mean, every week there's a new story about some kind of employment fiasco or whatever may have you. Like it's always perfect timing to discuss this particular topic. So,
You know what I really hope we get from this? I'll be real. I hope everybody's able to see. Shout out to you for reaching out to Bianca, because Bianca is amazing. But I'm hoping that everybody is able to see her genius in that field, but also just be helped, because I already know, people are gonna just hear her and just have some stuff already resolved.
And it was a common theme from just the showcase we did in Baltimore, talks we've had with each other and with our friends. Everybody's going through it, man. I feel like most of us are just trying to suppress, but just the amount of work that people put in, the amount of hours. Every time I text someone, I'll text Keo, and he's just like running. Everyone's just in constant motion. So I'm hoping this can kind of help remedy that, because I feel like a lot of folks think work is like the ultimate solution to when you're feeling messed up. Like I what am I trying to say? like when I edit, I think editing is a good way to kind of like learn. It can be frustrating occasionally, but honestly, no, you're just like focused on something. You're not doing anything else. Honestly, though, Colgan, most of the other work types of work we do just induces more stress. So if I try to bury myself into work to not think about other stuff, I'm just stressing myself out in another area. So I think it'll be cool to just have a conversation about that, coping mechanisms, techniques. Like I've never meditated in my life. And I feel like therapy and that kind of go hand in hand. And I just feel like there's other things I've never tried or done that could be super helpful for me in the long run.
I already know it will be, because once you allow yourself to do it, you know that you can take a break. I think many of us are conditioned to not take a break.
Yep.
I was talking to a girl earlier, and I was like, yo, we're talking about long-term substitution and how that as a career or a spot really does jam you up, because in order to become a long-term substitute, you have to work 30 days straight no matter what. But then even after that, you don't get normal teacher like you don't get normal teacher things, right?
Yeah.
And even the workload is usually crazy. All that to say, I've realized in the past like year how I've been conditioned and conditioned myself to be somewhat of a workaholic. And meditation was one of the first steps to sort of like counterbalance that, to let me regain control of my own schedule. So I hope that you allow yourself that. But yeah, man, the conditioning is real.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like you. I'm excited for us to talk through this, getting folks, getting some interest, getting people booking a couple tickets here and there. So I'm pumped about that. I'm excited for it. And other than that, I just have a couple of events next week. I'm gonna continue to network. Monday and Tuesday are the events. They're both Axios events. So I think we'll be able to get some good context out of those. It's been going all right so far. But other than that, just prep for this. Yeah, that's it, man.
Axios. Here, man.
Oh, what's again?
What's Axios?
It's like let me actually define it correctly. Axios, because I just do a lot of their newsletters. They do a lot of email newsletters. It's breaking news. They focus on U.S. news, but like politics is huge. Okay. So if you go to their site, it's generally political. If you subscribe to their new newsletters, things about policy, energy, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Their events are catered towards that. So if the event is about entrepreneurship, clean energy, anything like that, 9 times out of 10, the majority of speakers will be congresspeople, senators. And then every once in a while, they'll sprinkle in like CEOs, high-level execs, reporters, stuff like that. Generally, it skews political. So the networking, hit or miss. If it's about small business, or, you know, generally there's people in that field that you can connect with and you're like, okay, cool. I know the work we do has something to do with like cities and states in terms of things they like to do. But it depends. It's hit or miss. Sometimes it's really cool. You'll meet a lot of real smart folks. And then other times it's like, no, this crowd is definitely like, you know, legislative. Cool. You know, so it's on or off.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. So what do you got going on next week?
Honestly, I hope it's a chill week. I want to just like take it to do a reset. I want to just do the gym and then focus on our next moves. So plan those out and just clean up. So need a reset week before we get into everything. I just finished up and submitted that artwork for the show. So we'll see what they pick. And then I started this new little art series that I want to focus on. And I think I'm only going to focus on that in our video.
Yeah. So. Yeah. New little art series. All right. Yeah. Excuse me, I got overexcited and interrupted you.
I need that sometimes, so I appreciate you.
glad you said that. So editing, outreach, and then also those two, I think I brought these two grant programs up a while back. O'Shaughnessy's one and Creative Capital. They're both just like creative grants. So I've already started reading them. I'm gonna spend some time to actually like start writing things down. Worst case scenario, I write down about the work we do just so we can have it when we need it in the future. Best case scenario, get it submitted. go from there. But that's, I'm going to spend some time just focusing on that. And that is like stuff you've done before. What is your project? What do you all do? This and that. So I'm glad you said that. I want to focus on that. Just sit and read and then just write about the stuff we've done. That is, yeah, sort of be internal. Then it'll be quiet work, you know, just working on editing and then just working on that. So,
you know, that's the work that actually pays off and brings out tremendous dividends. Oh, I got to do my taxes. I'm in that bracket who has not done their taxes yet.
God, I hate taxes, man. It's such a pain in the ass.
It's definitely a 12-hour day.
Yeah, taxes. Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm glad it's going to be a reset, man. We got one more week before the big thing. Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll hit each other up prior. We'll do some test runs on this. It'll be this exact service we're using, StreamYard. So we'll get them test runs going, and then we'll be fine. We're gonna rock it, man. Like, I mean, we went to a random city, you know, recorded a show.
Worried about us, bro.
We could do this.
Yeah. I'm not worried about this at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh, I almost forgot. This is not for a while. Akio has an event coming up. Let me find this. I was going to tell you about it. It is called, look at my IG. It's NDC. It's at a hotel called the Eaton, and it's this hotel. I think I told you about, they're the ones that do, every once in a while they do album listen throughs. So I went once for AT Aliens, but they just play track by track. They have a DJ come and they talk about the album. And it's all music genres. All right. This is called Sustainable Fashion, Waste, and Black Consumerism and Interactive Experience. So it's NDC. Akio is going to be there, but it's multiple days, but it's about like black dollar in fashion, furniture refurbishment, pop-up shops, sustainable fashion, custom denim and flannel. And that is not until April 19th is when it starts. And it's a weekend thing, 19th, 20, 21st. I'm going to go ahead and send that to you. But yeah, that is something I wanted to learn more about like who may be there, who's going to be in attendance. Like I said, it's a month away, so I got some time to plan. But, other than that, that piqued my interest. But yeah, other than that, I'm just focusing on what we got going on internally.
I might be able to bop down for that. I'll let you know. I think that might coincide with school vacation week, so it might be a feasibility. So we'll see.
All right, cool. Yeah, I just sent that. All right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Then, I get to make that.
Yeah, and then once we get past the mental health event, we can then start talking about whatever we want to do after that. I know we had a few events in mind. You know, the showcase,
another event. I'm trying to get that popping.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we get some really good feedback from this, and then we can just figure out how we schedule. So
sounds dope.
But yeah, Colgan, man, that's all I had, man. It's good to talk to you.
That's all you're talking to you, Joel.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, man. I'll just holler at you next week then.
Yes, sir. Enjoy that event with the fam.
Yeah, man. Keep you posted on our shows too in the series.
We'll do.
All right, brother.
Peace.